ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان احترام می‌گذاره، همه این ارزش‌ها در علی ابن ابی طالب جمعه.
Human in general, whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, or even a disbeliever, respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
Imam Ali alayhi salam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
Universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام الولايات مضامير الرجال.
Ali alayhi salam stated, "Governing power is the proving ground for people."
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio. The program's To My Brother, and we were discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. In the very beautiful and truly universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, we find that this esteemed divinely appointed Imam, His Eminence Imam Ali, has spoken to us about certain things which really are the components of an individual's lifestyle. Now, these components of an individual's lifestyle are components that really make one's life better, more perfect, and takes an individual towards sublime and lofty goals. And so along these lines, we find that Imam Ali says, the best worship is patience against hardships. Now, in the world that we live in, dear brothers and sisters, of course, in this life, we are faced with hardships. It is something that is natural and in reality is also unavoidable. Hardships are a part of life, and in one way or the other, at one point or the other, we all have to face some sort and form of hardship. Now, when this hardship comes, which, as we said, is inevitable, what do we do? Do we complain? Do we cry? Do we get worried? Do we become stressed? Do we become anxious? Do we become frustrated? Do we become angry? Well, none of these things is going to make the hardship any easier, one. Two, it's just going to make us feel worse. For example, if we become angry in the face of hardship, it's going to make the situation worse. If we become frustrated, if we become stressed out, if we become hopeless, if we despair, all of these different things are not only not solutions to this hardship, but they make the hardship all that more difficult. Here, Imam Ali alayhi salam, he says that the best worship is patience against hardships. Now, patience doesn't necessarily mean that you kind of, you know, put your hands down in the middle of a fight and you just let yourself get punched back and forth. No, patience, at least in the Quranic sense, is defined as steadfastness, determination, meaning in that fight, you don't put your hands down, you block, you defend yourself, and you wait for the time where you can go on attack. Now, this patience, it helps you to get through that hardship, and it also makes the hardship easier because the patience helps you to overcome the hardship, to be able to bear the hardship until it is over. And so, what beautiful advice and what a profound lesson that the best worship is patience against hardships, brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
تبقى عيني بدمع مشتاقيا قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبي ولها ولا راغي
ارزش ها و صفاتی که انسان چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به اسلام چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به هر دینی
human in general whether a muslim non-muslim or even a disbeliever respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib. This means Ali ibn Abi Talib is a global character who is respected by Sunnis, Shias, and even non-Muslims. Everyone, even the faithless people, respect Imam Ali and his personal values.
In the name of Allah, Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. Welcome to this segment of To My Brother. My name is Muhammad. After returning from the Battle of Siffin, Imam Ali gave certain pieces of advice to one of his sons. Historians consider him to be Imam Hassan alayhi salam, while others are of the opinion that he was Muhammadul Hanafiya. He wrote this letter in the form of a will. They deal with almost every aspect of life, which goes a long way to make a man successful in life, brave, humane, generous, virtuous, and pious. Today, I'm going to read to you an excerpt from the last will of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Please stay with us. My dear son, develop the habit of patience against sufferings, calamities, and adversities. This virtue of patience is one of the highest values of morality and nobility of character, and it is the best habit which one can develop. Trust in Allah and let your mind seek His protection in every calamity and suffering, because you will thus entrust yourself and your affairs to the best trustee and to the mightiest guardian. Do not seek help or protection from anybody but Allah. Reserve your prayers, your requests, your solicitations, your supplications, and your entreaties to Him and Him alone, because to grant, to give, to confer and to bestow, as well as to withhold, to deprive, to refuse, and to debar, lies only in His power. Ask as much of His blessings and seek as much of His guidance as you can. Try to understand my exhortation. Ponder over them deeply. Do not take them lightly and do not turn away from them, because the best knowledge is that which benefits the listener. The knowledge which does not benefit anybody is useless, not valuable, and not worth learning and remembering. My dear son, when I realized that I was getting old, and when I felt that weakness and feebleness are gradually creeping into me, then I hastened to advise you as to the best ways of leading a noble, virtuous and useful life. I hated the idea that death should overtake me before I tell you all that I wanted to tell, or before my mental capacities, like my bodily strength, are weak.
Now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
In the Islamic faith, the position of Ali as far as Imamate is concerned is so pivotal that without him, Islam will lose its right bearings. Although I'm putting in these words, but these are actually the words of Amir al-Mu'mineen. In one of the early khutbas, which he issued after the Muslims accepted him as their Khalifa and their leader, there is a khutbah where he actually talks about a review of the last three administrations of the Khilafat. And in a way, he uses some very critical words about all three administrations, what happened. And that is actually, in Nahj al-Balagha, it is sermon number three, in the very early parts of Nahj al-Balagha. And Sayyid Razi basically has given that khutbah in its entirety. Ali says he knew. He very well knew what is my position as far as Imamat and Khilafat is concerned. And he uses the example that Imamat and Khilafat is like the handmill. You know, in the old days, when they wanted to grind things like, you know, wheat and others to make it into flour, the grains. This is how, you know, people would use the handmill. They didn't have, you know, processing machines like we have these days. And if you look at the pictures or if you go to the east, sometimes in the villages you will still see that the handmills are basically two stones of similar shape and size, which are placed on one another. And the difference is that the one which is on the top has a hole in between, in the middle of it. And the one which is in the bottom has actually an axis, you know, or a pillar. And the top one is placed in it, in that hole in between. Why is that axis important? Because when then they go around, you know, grinding the grains there, you know, the movement of the stone on the top will not be, the rotation will not be proper if that axis was missing. Otherwise, the stone at the top will go sideways here and there, and it will not work properly. Ali says, I am that pivotal, you know, position in Imamat. If you don't have that, then the system of Imamat and Khilafat will not be able to function properly or efficiently.
Listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.